The State Department of Health Services is reporting 284 new COVID cases and recording 59 COVID-related deaths. The state also recorded more than 44,000 new vaccinations. Beginning tomorrow and each Friday thereafter, additional vaccine appointments will be made available at all four state COVID sites for the following week. Tomorrow morning at 11, Arizonans will be able to schedule appointments for the week of March 22nd. The State Department of Health Services may add more appointment slots because of cancellations and no-shows at those sites. The downward trend in cases that Arizona is seeing also applies specifically to Pima County. Earlier, I spoke with that county's health director, Dr. Teresa Cullen, and I began by asking her to assess the current situation for Pima County and the pandemic.
Oh, great question, especially because I think I overall have good news. We follow a data dashboard, and for the first time this week, today, Thursday, our number of cases will flip from red to yellow. That means less than 100 cases per 100,000. You know, we've been stuck there for a couple months. Positivity rate is going down. COVID-like illness is decreasing. Hospital capacity is going up. Our ability to respond to cases within 24 hours with case investigation and contact tracing are in the green now. So overall, things are really well.
Considering what the last year has been like, how does this sort of light at the end of the tunnel feel?
You know, I'll give you the example I gave to somebody yesterday. I was driving to work, and I know for all of us, it's been a really difficult time. And actually, on the anniversary of our first case, I just recalled to people that I had lots of spontaneous tears the last few months. It's been really a difficult time. But yesterday, on my way to work, I was listening to some good music, and I thought, it's time for a dance party. Not now, not yet, but hopefully within a few months. And so I think that there's a lot of hope, if I had to use one word. That we're hopeful.
That's great. There are a lot of different factors we can talk about, and maybe they're all equal, but when we consider awareness, when we consider maybe most people we hope are still wearing their masks, and of course the vaccination rollout, any factor you think is more important than others, or do they all sort of come together and coalesce?
I think they do come together and coalesce. You know, we talk about what's the tipping point. We talk about that with many different events and things that happen in our lives. And I think we are at the tipping point, but it is a culmination and multifactorial. So if any of those factors change, we could miss the opportunity to move ahead rapidly. And remember, it's not just that we want to move ahead. We want to move ahead very fast because of the variants that we know is in the community. So wearing masks, people being compliant still with washing their hands and social distance. And then, you know, an accelerated vaccination phase, I think, has contributed a lot to it. And it's that combination that is enabling us to see this significant decrease in cases.
And what about vaccine supply in Pima County right now? In wanting to speed things up, how close are you to being able to do that with the efficiency you'd like?
You know, it's a great question, and I'll applaud Pima County. In late December, we did an acceleration plan for vaccination as well as an equity plan. Equity has been important to us all along. We anticipated needing to get through 300,000 shots by the end of March. As of today, we're at 371,000, wow. A significant increase. We expect to finish the month with at least 400,000, probably above that. So we are far above our goal. We are starting to see that we are meeting our equity goals, which we're meeting primarily by doing mobile clinics in the community, as well as working closely with our pods. So I think overall, we are on target in terms of vaccine. Now, could we use more? Yes. What I say to people is we could use 80 to 100,000 a week. If we could do that, then we would be done sometime end of May, maybe early June, which would be great. Right now, we're getting about 52,000 a week if we include the supply that's going to the University of Arizona, which is a state pod. We're working closely with them. So all together, we're pushing a lot of vaccine. We're not that concern early on, vaccine on the shelf. I don't think anywhere in the state you're seeing vaccine on the shelf. It's really an accelerated distribution model.
So before vaccines were more widely available, there were concerns, and we saw spikes, certainly last year with different holiday situations. And now, in a slightly different way, but people were talking about, of course, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, spring break, mm-hmm. in a lot of different ways. Now, of course, schools are handling spring break quite differently this time around than they would have in typical years. We talked about hope, but are you concerned there could be a spike because of what's going on with spring break, for example?
You know, I worry a little, but it, especially in Pima County, and that's all I have firsthand knowledge of. If you go on campus, everybody's wearing a mask. So not everybody, but the vast majority of people. So the hope is that as we change that community norm. So what is normalized is, I hope, mass social distance, paying attention, being a responsible member of society. And as that happens, while there will be events occurring, they should have less negative impact. So for instance, in our community, we've opened up some events. We've opened up spectators, minimal numbers, but we have opened them up. We're working closely with the businesses and the event coordinators to make sure that we track, that we open them up, and then we track the impact of that. And we have not seen negative impact. Could it happen? Yes. Am I hopeful it won't? I am hopeful.
Dr. Cullen, finally, is it too early, since we're still in the midst of the pandemic, though things are getting better, is it too early to ask the question about lessons learned, perhaps for the next time?
I love that question. No, it's not too early. You know, when you do emergency planning, from the very beginning, you start doing recovery planning. And we are in the process right now of doing recovery and resiliency planning for our community. The lessons learned are huge here, but the one I think we can't minimize is the ability that the health department has had to touch almost every life in the county. And that gives us a platform as we go early that we hope has imbued a sense of understanding of what public health is, understanding the responsibility of the public health department in conjunction with the community and the community members. So I am incredibly hopeful. Actually, I said to my administrator yesterday, I sent him an email, and I said, you know, this is what change looks like. So once again, I don't want to minimize how tragic this is and the suffering that has occurred. But if out of it, we as a country, as a state, and obviously as a county, have learned all these lessons that help inform what we do as we go forward, we'll all be in a better place.
Dr. Teresa Cullen is the health director for Pima County. Dr. Cullen, thanks so much for your work. And it was great to hear your enthusiasm about this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.